What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603. For complete details. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. Well, in 2021, Derek Carr averaged 282.6 passing yards per game. That was sixth best in the NFL. In 2022, that went down to 234.8 passing yards per game. Wow, almost 50 fewer yards per game. 15th best in the NFL in 2022. Is he done? What does he have left in the tank? Where will he end up? The Raiders have released Derek Carr, a guy who will be 32 years old in March and obviously had a disappointing season, but hopefully has more left to give to the fantasy community. All right, I'm Adam Azer with Dave Richard and Jamie Eisenberg. Bonus pod for you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Aww. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Dave, Valentine, what's up?
It's Tuesday.
Okay, it's Tuesday. Fair enough. First question. Is there any place, let's make this about Carr first. Is there any place Derek Carr could go that would make you rank him in the top 15?
Well, the betting odds have him going to Carolina, which is interesting.
Ooh.
So
after he told them no? After he said no thanks to a visit?
No. That's just the betting odds. You know, so I you always follow Vegas trends because they're always right. So I think, you know, you look at Carolina, you look at New Orleans, those are the two most likely destinations at this point. Unless he's really going to play the waiting game and see if Aaron Rodgers goes someplace first to the Raiders and leaves, you know, an additional opening for him to maybe explore. So no, to answer your question, there's no place that's going to make him a top 15 quarterback for me. But I still think he could end up being one of those guys that in two QB leagues could be a starter, super flex leagues could be a starter. And can certainly be in the streaming conversation if you whiff on quarterbacks and have to play the roulette game during the season.
Yeah, I can't imagine people are going to rank him in the top 15, Dave. But just generally speaking, if you do look at Derek Carr, if you look at his completion percentage, 60.8% after four straight years above 67%, absolutely terrible. Yards per attempt, one of the lowest, second lowest of his career. Third lowest, actually. His rookie year was worse. But, I mean, he looked like he just... I don't know. It was ugly. It was ugly statistically. But, you know, he had some really good moments as well. Do you think he can just go back to being Derek Carr? You know, a solid quarterback that's good for receivers, good for a quality tight end. You know, a fantasy plus, put it that way.
He needs to go back to a West Coast offense. I think changing offenses and trying Josh McDaniels' system didn't work out for him. And we've heard in the past that it takes a little while for a quarterback to get acclimated to that type of system. And he needed a lot more time than maybe we gave him credit for. And the Raiders didn't want to give him that much time. So if he goes to an offense where they run something that he's much more familiar with, then I would imagine that his completion rate will go back up. His yards per game will also go back up. But here's the point that I would make about Derek Carr. He has one season in his career with more than 20 fantasy points per game. That's it. And it was the year when he had Cooper and Crabtree, and Cooper had over 1,000 yards and six touchdowns. Crabtree, I think, had nine touchdowns. It's 2015. It's a while ago. So I don't think there's anything exciting here to take away other than saying that Derek Carr is going to be a nice, and maybe nice is too strong of a word, QB2. He'll be a top 24 quarterback pretty much wherever he ends up, but he'll be toward the low end of that. And I don't know how many more times we'll be able to say that Derek Carr is anything more than, like Jamie said, streaming passer.
What's the best destination for him, him or any quarterback?
Cincinnati.
I mean, I guess, you know, if you look at the available options, assuming that, you know, Lamar Jackson doesn't leave, Atlanta obviously has some pluses, you know, just based on the two top pass casters there. The Jets for sure, you know, looking at Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore and what the offense could be there. I think New Orleans is still a little bit of a sleeper destination because I don't know if we've seen the best of Chris Olave. You know, we certainly saw some upside there. And it's worth, you know, buying into what he can become as a number one guy, plus, you know, a speed threat in Rashid Shaheed and Michael Thomas for some reason ends up staying. So that's kind of a sleeper spot, which, you know, makes some sense. Like Carolina to me feels like it's going to be another Baker Mayfield situation, you know, better version of that, but, you know, just another retread guy that's trying to make do with what they have left there, which is basically DJ Moore and some potential this, potential that, you know. So there's really not an attractive landing spot where he's leaving Devonta Adams, Darren Waller, and Hunter Renfrow and going to someplace that's better.
Tampa Bay.
Agreed. So it's funny that you mentioned that. I think the Raiders are the best spot for any quarterback. He's obviously not going there. I think Tampa Bay is next best, provided that Mike Evans stays and they don't cut him or trade him because he's got a big cap number, and that they figure out that offensive line because there's going to be some pieces that change. And we still aren't sure who the play caller is going to be, but I think that those are the top two destinations, the Raiders and the Buccaneers. Other teams that you mentioned, the Panthers, man, Frank Reich has been through with a bunch of veteran quarterbacks already. I'm not sure if he would really prefer to have Derek Carr compared to having the chance at working with a young quarterback. Maybe he gets both. That's a possibility. And Jim Irsay kind of tipped his hand that the Colts were going to go with a young quarterback and draft a guy in this year's draft. And that means that Indianapolis is out. Not that Indianapolis would be the best destination for Derek Carr, but just two places that I would be surprised if Carr actually went to.
Nobody mentioned Washington. What do you think about Washington?
I think we've talked about this a little bit, you know, on a previous show. Like they seem pretty committed to Sam Howell at this point, you know, and not going to put a Band-Aid on it again, you know. So, you know, it may be Sam Howell and another young quarterback. So I just don't see it after what they, you know, did to bring in Carson Wentz and going that route again, just based on what you're hearing. You know, I mean, you know, you just haven't heard his name, Derek Carr's name, really any of these guys associated to Washington at this point.
Okay. This is really interesting. You know, there are a lot of teams that need quarterback. Here are the top eight teams in cap space, according to Spotrack, S-P-O-T-R-A-C. Bears, Falcons, Raiders, Giants, Texans, Bengals, Seahawks, Patriots. How about the Patriots? I don't know. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where he goes. Now, we'll move on from that, and we'll, of course, react when he signs somewhere. Is there any scenario that you would knock Devonta Adams out of your top six at wide receiver?
If Jared Stidham is their starter?
Well, hey, now, he had a really big game with Stidham against the Niners, no less.
He did, but he also had a pretty miserable game with Stidham, too. You know, I think... For me, it would be he would still be a top 10 guy, but I put CeeDee Lamb ahead of him in that scenario.
Okay. If you know, if Carr goes to Carolina or goes to the Jets, you know, how big of an upgrade are you thinking goes to the Saints? Take one of these teams that had bad quarterback play last year, gets Derek Carr. You know, Dave, what would your reaction be to Garrett Wilson, DJ Moore, Chris Olave, any wide receiver that's kind of in that range?
I think he can still help one receiver get good numbers. And kind of obvious to say that. He just did that with Devonta Adams this year, Waller in past years. Even though Waller's a tight end, you know he's more of a wide receiver. So I think he can connect and get one guy there. I'm not sure if he'll be in a position to do it with two pass catchers moving forward. So if he goes to New Orleans, should be good for Olave. Really wouldn't love anybody else in that offense. If he goes to the Jets, really be good for Garrett Wilson. Wouldn't love it so much for anybody else. If he goes to Carolina, hey, it should be good for DJ Moore, where we heard that before.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be great for Terrace Marshall to have his breakout season or anything like that. So That's really what I'm looking for. And that would be the case even if he goes. What would be interesting if he did go to Tampa Bay and they have Mike Evans, could he make it work with both of them? In PPR, I'll say yes. In non-PPR, I'd be a little more nervous about both of them being top 15-ish. They weren't top 15 this year in full PPR per game. Both of them weren't. So no. I'd be a little nervous about that, even if he did go to Tampa.
Yeah, Jamie, I wonder how people are going to react to him, wherever he ends up, wherever Derek Carr ends up. I feel like if this happened a year ago, he was coming off a really strong season, and kind of the MO on Carr was he's throwing for a lot of yards, and he's really good on a yards per attempt basis. So from 2019 to 2021, Carr finished 9th, 5th, and 6th in yards per attempt. Last year, he finished 18th. So the MO was like, oh, he can give you the yards. He just doesn't throw touchdowns. Then they bring in Davante Adams, and lo and behold, his touchdown rate goes up, but the yards go way down. My point is, we've sort of just kind of made it seem like he wouldn't be that much better than Baker Mayfield going to the Panthers or Sam Darnold going to the Panthers. But he, based on his career, Derek Carr deserves a lot more credit than that. So I'm just wondering if people are looking at this last year, which was certainly a struggle for him, and basically thinking he's done. Because if he went to the Panthers, let's say a year ago, we would have been extremely excited for DJ Moore based on what Derek Carr has done throughout his career. You know what I'm saying? He is going to be judged harshly, I think, by this past year, and maybe that is accurate, but it will be a lot different than what it was a year ago before this bad season with McDaniels.
I think every franchise is probably going to have a different feeling on this. You know, so in Tampa Bay, for example, where they're not going to have a high draft pick, not going to get a chance to get one of the premier rookies, you know, depending on how the draft goes, they probably think that Derek Carr can keep them, especially in that division, a very competitive team. You know, so their fan base is obviously not going to be thrilled, but they're probably okay with it. You know, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but we kind of, you know, addressed this a little bit when we were talking about Derek Carr to the Commanders the last time we brought this up. My feeling on it is, and you know, kind of the way we talked about the last time, his situation going there, I don't feel put any team right now of the teams in need over the top. I just don't think he's that type of player right now. He may certainly get a team there. He could do it, but I just don't feel that way. And so I think most fan bases are going to be like, oh, it's just another Matt Ryan to the Colts, Carson Wentz to the Commanders, you know, that type of player, Baker Mayfield to the Panthers. It's not a long-term, this is a difference-making type of player, or it's not a Tom Brady that, you know, you're getting a guy that you know can get, you know, Aaron Rodgers going to the Raiders. They're going to feel like they can win a Super Bowl with him there just because of what type of player he is. So I think every fan base will kind of feel different. I think for fantasy managers and how they feel about the respective players there, I think Dave hit it on the head that, you know, you're looking at, yes, one guy should still be successful. Maybe two guys can be successful because, you know, we go back 2 years ago, he still was getting great production from Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow, you know, so he was able to support two guys, not to the extreme heights that you were getting from Crabtree and Cooper, but right. Still good enough. And it's going to depend on the players. Like Dave said, with Tampa Bay, Evans and Godwin, I think they're great enough players that those guys can still produce with a guy that's competent enough. So system will matter. Coach will matter. Offensive line will certainly matter. Weapons will matter. He will probably be a good enough quarterback to get a team into playoff contention. But I don't think he's going to be a guy that takes a team on a long playoff run to help that particular franchise.
Right, but the three examples that you gave, Wentz to the Commanders, Ryan to the Colts, Baker Mayfield to the Panthers, those were all terrible. We didn't know how bad they would
be. Okay, Russell Wilson to the Broncos. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
I think fantasy managers are going to react as if he's I don't know. This is speculation. I think they could react as if he's not going to do that much for DJ Moore or Garrett Wilson or something because of all the new quarterbacks last year and how much they struggled. And maybe they'll be right. I'll probably be a little bit more optimistic than that. I still think Carr is a good player. But I think there, you know, maybe, Dave, maybe the sour taste that is left from 2022 with those four quarterbacks bombing with new teams will carry over to wherever Derek Carr ends up.
And I think some of the NFL teams will remember that too, and that may make them hesitant to have Derek Carr on their roster for a huge chunk of money, which is another part of the equation. And maybe a lot of these teams get a little gun shy about paying him that much. And he has to settle a little bit. I'd be surprised if that happens. He feels like the guy that you go and get, if you can't get Aaron Rodgers and you can't draft a quarterback.
Like, or Lamar Jackson.
That's what you're left with.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Lamar Jackson.
Or Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
Or right. Well, I'm assuming Lamar's staying in Baltimore. Just remember this. Devontae Adams was number 6 in PPR points per game last year with Derek Carr throwing to him most of the year.
I think, you know, the team that makes the most sense to me is New Orleans, because Carolina, I can't fathom a situation where they don't draft a guy based on where they're sitting right now.
Yeah.
You know, so if he's looking at it as, okay, I got maybe a 3-year window left to still be a starting quarterback in this league and maybe get a team into playoff contention. It's an indoor environment. It's a division that's crappy right now. It's got still good enough players around him, depending on Kamara's situation, but clearly a defense that's fantastic. And so there's just, to me, that's the perfect destination. And if he really wanted to help his new team and not screw his new team, he did it the right way. Rejecting any trade proposal so they don't have to give up capital to get him. And he was going to get a contract extension no matter where he's going anyway. So, you know, if that's what he was trying to do, as you know, you kind of read between the lines of what his agent said, that that's a business, we appreciate the Raiders, all those things. That to me feels like the scenario of if he was going to New Orleans all along.
All right, guys, we'll leave it at that. We got another show for you tomorrow. We can get Heath's reaction to this. Actually, I don't think Heath will be on tomorrow, so maybe we won't talk too much about this tomorrow, but we do have coaching news to get to on tomorrow's episode. Just want to, you know, Thomas Schaefer, our producer, pointing out, here's something from CBS Sports Research. In 10 career, you know, if he goes to the Jets, if he goes to the Commanders or whatever, 10 career games that were played in 40 degrees or colder, Derek Carr is 3-7, 11 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, 5.6 yards per attempt, 57% completion rate, 69.2 passer rating. And one other stat that I saw on ESPN, 12-44 in his career against playoff teams. That makes
New Orleans or Tampa Bay appealing destinations, both of those trends. Warmer climate in Tampa, indoors in New Orleans, and the division is ripe for the taking.
Carolina too.
Yeah. All right, thank you to Dave and Jamie and Thomas. Thanks for tuning into this bonus pod, and we'll talk to you tomorrow with another full-length episode of Fantasy Football Tales.
On May 23rd...
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby Antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.